There's one last concept to cover that will help you as you go into C++ and try to understand objects and some of the good techniques for coding them, and that is a concept called an incomplete type. An incomplete type is a type which is only partially specified. You don't know everything about it. And there are really basically only two different categories of incomplete types. One is an array of unknown size. Now, we're actually not going to talk about that anymore after this slide. It's not that interesting. Basically, if you declare an array at the global level in one file, and you want to access that array from another file, you can declare something like this, extern int a, with empty brackets, and not specifying how big it is. And that's okay. The system will let you do that. It will let you refer to this array globally. Of course, it's your responsibility not to go outside the boundaries of that array, but that's, you know, that's not germane to our discussion now. More importantly, the type of incomplete type that we will care about is a structure which has not yet been fully defined. In other words, it's just simply a declaration that a structure with a certain name exists, and it will be more completely specified at some later time. Now, you're probably wondering, why do we do this? Why don't we just declare the structure once and for all and get it done? Well, of course, you have to do that before you can use its members. But sometimes we may have a program, a set of functions, say, and all it does is use pointers to a certain type of structure. And in the declaration of these functions, you know, for example, you're putting them into a header file, we don't need to know all the details about struct foo. We just need to know that it exists. And our functions are just taking pointers, you know, receiving pointers to such a struct. The reason this is good is because the less information you put in a header file, then the less dependency you have on other information which is contained elsewhere, and therefore you may minimize the compilation dependencies that you have and your compilation can go faster. It is also used with this concept of information hiding, which we've seen already, and which is a basic fundamental principle of object-oriented programming. So the example that follows will illustrate incomplete types, and I think you'll see why it's a good thing.